driver's seat.
Good start from Stephen Johnson, a really good one. Johnson leads the race.
Daniel Ricciardo gives Renault their first podium.
Cam Waters is our 2020 pole sitter at Bathurst.
The driver's seat.
Oh, in defence, that's massive. That's massive.
The driver's seat with Matt McKeldin and Stephen Johnson for Kubota. For over 40 years, we've been making tomorrow matter, shaping and building Australia together.
Excellent job.
Yes, we're on, and welcome to the driver's seat. This is not Nims, by the way. This is Jason Matthews filling in for Nims tonight in the driver's seat studio with Matty McKeldin, Stephen Johnson. Hello, boys.
Hello, mate.
We're all on the Gold Coast studio.
We are all together.
We're not used to this, are we? We've actually got a producer in the room. And
I'm not producing tonight, mate. I refuse to. I don't want to put my name on this.
He's taking my seat.
Let me ask you this, Jason Matthews.
Yes.
Woogie, as you're known through the annals of 1116 SEN. Is this, in your career of radio, you are a multi-award-winning, ACRA award-winning content director?
Correct.
Is this like when you're in a cricket or a footy team or something like that, and you're on the bench and you're just waiting for someone to get hurt or your opportunity, and now Nimsy's gone down as a close contact? Mm. He's off the bench. He's in the sheds. Mm. You've come on the bench. Is this a highlight in your radio career?
No.
You finally get your opportunity?
No.
No?
No. I remember I worked 10 weeks with you boys. It was the worst 10 weeks of my life.
Oh, come on.
During COVID. And I'm not even talking about the smells. You've started already, yeah. Stevie Johnson.
He's not bad, is
come
he?
Come on.
He's
you know
bad.
Why he's upset? Is because he can't do his normal routine drive home straight past KFC, get his stuff. And he nearly forgot.
Yeah, I forgot. Yes. Well, I only just found out 15 minutes ago I was doing the show. So
nothing like some preparation.
Well, Mrs. Woogie's at home with a nice warm pizza waiting for Mr. Woogie.
She just bought pizzas, and I thought, I'm going to go home having pizzas tonight. You know, this is going to be great. And I forgot I actually had to go and pick up a daughter from dancing. So she'll find the bus.
Can I ask the question, though, just as we're getting our first guest lined up for this evening show?
Yep.
Do you know anything about motorsport? You did 10 weeks with us.
Yeah.
Have you done any research? Do you know anything now about motorsport, or are you still just rugby league?
Rugby league and cricket. Cricket's my forte. But no, I talk to you boys a lot. And
you've spoken with the old man quite a few times.
Big
dick on.
I know. And I know.
I just didn't know what you just said then.
I know our first guest tonight, putting a scorching victory in race 28 on Sunday, Arvo. Those last three laps where he had Wincup and Van Gisbergen and up his clacker was amazing. It was an amazing finish to a race. I'm talking about Will Brown, by the way. Bendix Brakes, big moment. Put your foot down with confidence. Bendix Brakes, Australian technology for all weather confident braking. Will Brown won his first race at the age of 23, joins us now in the driver's seat.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Winner, chicken dinner, Will Brown. Congratulations, mate. Outstanding work. Outstanding work. Because the reality is, mate, you've been threatening. This has been coming. This will be our fourth weekend in a row at SMP. And the last 3 weeks, you have been threatening for a win. And you finally got it, mate. Well done.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's been a pretty cool 3 weeks to finally get that win after, you know, a few disappointing stops and stuff like that. Was pretty cool. So pretty pumped about it.
You can tell he's a race winner, Matty, and Will. You can tell you're a race winner because he doesn't even return my text now.
Oh!
None. Oh! He's a race winner. He's too good to return my text now.
Wow. Wait until he's a multiple race winner.
Yeah, he won't even speak to us on our show. Hey, mate, well done. That was so good. And, you know, you both said that you were threatening. You guys have been fast ever since you rolled both cars out of the truck at SMP1. And, you know, I've sent numerous messages to your boss, Barry, or one of your bosses, Barry Ryan, and told him how impressed I was and how cool it was to see them, you know, basically, you know, one of the top Holden team, you know, and it's been mega to watch the last 3 weeks, mate. So you must be pumped for this weekend coming up, plus Bathurst in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, like you say, I'm really excited for this weekend. 250K is the long race around here, but I think we've got pretty good tyre deck. But, you know, my ultimate thing is, as you know, Bathurst, everything, and it gives the team some great momentum, and everyone's just pumped to go into Bathurst, and everyone's excited, and that's a big thing in a team, as all you guys know. But we're keen to get to Bathurst, and you know, I feel like I drive well around there. So yeah, that's the highlight now for the rest of the year.
And Will, you had your co-drivers in the last 48 hours actually get a skid in the car as well, Dave Russell and Jack Perkins. How did the boys feel about the car? What was the feedback?
Yeah, no, Jack and Dave are really easy. Jack was really good. He just jumps in my seat, fits in perfectly, doesn't want to change anything. So it was quite easy. Pit stop changes and driver changes and everything went really well. So that's all the day was really for. It's pretty hard around Sydney when you don't get very many tyres these days. So it's hard to do heaps of laps. But yeah, it's just a preparation day to make sure that, all those logistical driver changes and all that sort of stuff is good and ready to go.
How many bruises have you got, mate? From probably 100 million driver changes.
I used to get heaps when I used to have a seat insert with Anton. That was pretty brutal. But we got down to 12-second driver changes in about 15 changes. So we're pretty good.
Hey, also want to just quickly talk about the boys behind you and your little cheeky, hey, thanks, fellas. Couldn't have done it without you on their Red Bull Holden Racing Team page, which was pretty cool. Or Rempol Ampol Racing, whatever it's called now. So, I mean, you must have, obviously you got past Wing Cup, and then they sort of started coming back. But you must have been thankful to see what was going on in your mirror for 3 or 4 laps.
Yeah, at the start when they sort of started fighting, I couldn't see it all because they were just far enough back, but I could see that that Shane was trying to pass him, and I actually thought Shane got past him, but obviously Wing Cup held him out and rubbed him up a few times, which I thought was bloody awesome. I love all that. But yeah, I had to throw a few jabs in there at the press conference and out in the media. I thought it was pretty great.
And I know Stevie J and I were sort of texting each other while we were watching it saying, can you believe what's going on here? Could you believe what you were seeing? Like, as a race driver, A, you've got to be very careful with your teammate, obviously, but they were racing each other really hard. We're going to talk about it a little bit later on in the show. Like, really bloody hard, pushing each other off the road, all that kind of stuff. Was there at any point that, you're obviously on your own job focusing, trying to win your first race, but did you ever look in the back and just go, what is going on there? These guys, what's going on?
Yeah, I think from it not being your teammate, even if it wasn't your teammate, they were racing bloody hard. But being your teammate, they're having a big crack. But I understand from both point of views, to be honest. I think that Jamie obviously could have got to me maybe a little bit earlier if Shane didn't fight him. And, Shane's not in threat of the championship or anything like that. So I don't see why they'd want him to beat Jamie. It's not for championship points or anything like that. And Jamie's retiring in 2 rounds. So I completely understand where he was coming from. That could have been his last win, depending on what happens this weekend. So I understand that, and I also understand Shane, wanting to win for Red Bull and everything there. So from both point of views, I get it as a team, and it's never good to say no and not listen to the team. But I'm not on anyone's side on that. I understand both sides being a race car driver.
And mate, tell us about Erebus at the moment, because when we. There is no doubt they came in for a bit of a belting in the media throughout, I guess, the last 18 months. Barry's come into some criticism. There was a little bit of...
Barry getting criticism.
Barry, he's not that type of bloke, is he?
Little criticism. there was a little bit of an unknown there, putting two rookies in the chair, although they had serious faith in you. Both of you, I should say. What's the feeling inside the team at the moment? Because it looks from the outside, it looks like it's a really good place to be at the moment.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think that, Barry says it, but I've been in Erebus since, I sort of signed with them in 2017. So through all the highs and lows, and I would honestly be able to say this is probably the best team environment I've ever seen in Erebus. Everyone's pumped. Everyone's working really well together, which is just which I think is a huge thing in a team. I'd never try and hide anything from Brody or his engineer, and I don't believe they would do the same. They've been very good, and that's one way to push yourself forward, because they try something and we're happy to adapt to that and go down that path, where other teams that can become what I would probably call, I find a bit of a pissing contest of, is this engineer better, and he doesn't want to adapt someone else. The other engineers set up and stuff like that, where we don't have that in the team at all right now, and we're not going to let it get in there. And, you know, as you can see, Brody, me and Brody want to beat each other more than anything. We're bloody competitive, but we're happy when the other one gets on the podium or does a really good job, and you guys can see that. But, yeah, the team dynamic right now is definitely a really cool thing to be a part of, and I think everyone in the team's, you know, really excited. And I think, you know, the media, you can just see that we're having a good time and we're going racing.
Hey, mate, I do want to talk a little bit about Bathurst, but before we get there, we have seen, talking about Barry a little bit here, we have seen him, you know, a little hot under the collar at times.
Really?
Just a couple of times.
Can blow up.
Part A question, have you ever been on the receiving end of a little Barry Ryan tune-up?
I think everyone's been on the receiving end of a Barry Ryan tune-up. You know the answer to that. But
Yeah.
To be honest, you know, Barry's one of those people. He's very, like, to, in a way, it's bad to say, but he's very similar to my old man. He probably wouldn't, won't say sorry if he has a blow-up at you, but you know, he's you know, it's done, in a way. Like, you know, he's told you what he thinks, and then he moves on and presses on. It's not like he holds any grudges against you or anything like that. So sometimes, you know, people don't like that sort of thing. It doesn't bother me at all. I think it's a way, you know, of how Barry works. And this year, you know, there's been very minimal. He's been great with the team, and you know, he pulls them into line when they have to be. But then the rest of the time, he seems to be on his barbecue.
Yeah. Hey, what about? But also, I noticed last weekend the pit stops, mate, were on point.
Oh yeah,
they were spot on. So there was obviously been, so, and I'm sure that the guys that were making the slight mistakes in the pit stops, on especially on your car, well, they do obviously both cars, but they realised what was going on, and the discussion was had, and whatever's happened between S&P 2 and 3 worked a treat.
Yeah, definitely. We've implemented things during the week to improve pit stops, and probably things to improve on next year. You know, the whole team's doing a great job, and there's things that we know that we need to work on to even get better next year, because we feel like, you know, hopefully, you know, the team can really step up through the team's championships next year. And now we're, from this weekend on, we don't really, you know, the four tyre stops are very, you're waiting on fuel anyway. But I'd probably say last weekend they were really good. We're really confident with two tyre stops, you know, without that running between four. So we did two tyre stops last weekend. And throughout the off-season, the boys will be working bloody hard and putting in a lot of time. And you know, ultimately, we next year, hopefully, with what we're looking at doing, it'd be great to be, like, you know, aim for that top three in the pit stop challenge or something like that.
Yeah.
Will, you have been touted, I've heard and read some things where, and you'll be embarrassed about this, but you're being compared to Craig Lowndes in your media performances when you have had things go wrong. You've bounced out of the car, you've taken the lid off, you've been super smiley, you know, you understand what's going on, but you haven't been, you know, throwing spanners in the background. Tell me, though, one of the things I love about supercars in our coverage is our access to the radio and the transmissions that happen between the car and the team. Now, what I want to know is, you're all smiley outside of the car, but in those instances in the last couple of weeks there where there has been a bit of an issue with the pit stops, did you absolutely blow up? Like, did you go off your brain, or is that not a Will Brown thing?
No, to be honest, I didn't once. The most thing I said was, on the third time it happened, I said, why does this happen to us? That's all I said. That was the rest of the times I didn't say anything. You know, my attitude towards life and towards everything is, you can't change what's happened. It's happened, press on and get on with it. Like, you know, if that was to happen five times, I'd have the same attitude. Like, it gets more and more disappointing. But I'm not going to, me coming in and yelling at the boys and getting them down and kicking them like timid dogs or something, as some people would do, you know, as some other drivers, it just doesn't help, I don't believe. You may as well get in there, prep them up, say, let's get in and practice or do something about it, and that's the best way you can do it. So, no yelling, and, you know, I was genuinely, you know, I was obviously disappointed, but I didn't really have a problem with it. It was just part of racing, and, you know, my attitude is, if you can't get over that sort of stuff, you shouldn't be racing.
Yeah, exactly, and that's actually building the team morale at the moment. Like, that's, they've got to be on a really big high, and moving... So, obviously, another race at SMP before Bathurst, Will. It's got to be really encouraging because we know, I mean, they won there in, was it 2017?
With Dave? 17, yep.
17.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
So, and ever since, and he probably should have won in 2018 as well, let's be fair. And the cars have always had really good pace there. So you've obviously found something now that's worked at certain places, and Sydney Motorsport Park's one. If that can carry over to Bathurst, you guys should be one of the pace setters as soon as you hit the track.
Yeah, well, I've always liked Bathurst and felt like I've driven there, you know, good in all my co-driving events and stuff like that. And this year was disappointing what happened, but we had really good pace as well. So, you know, I'm keen to get there. I think that we will do a really good job. And like I say, just the whole team is keen to get there and has got that, you know, enthusiasm and going to Bathurst to try and win. Where, you know, sometimes you don't get that. It's a bit of a low, you know, you might have had a bit of a low, like, say, Tickford or something like that heading in, and you're going, oh, hopefully Bathurst will be good, where all of our boys are going there to try and win. They're doing the best they can to try and do that.
0433 98 11 16. We're chatting to Will Brown here on the driver's seat. You've got a question for him, shoot it through on the text.
Which we actually, we've got, and this is, I think, where you're at in the sport right now. Will, we've actually got a couple of people who have already started texting in since you've been on. One of them says, congrats to Will. Great to see some new young blood on top of the top step of the podium. How good did it feel? Was it great to be up there spraying champagne? Was it a massive relief? Because I know both Steve and I have talked off air about some of the things that, you know, we've achieved, which is nothing like where you're at the moment. But when you finally do get to that point that you've been dreaming at your whole life, getting a victory or a championship or whatever, there is a palpable release of pressure. Did you feel that? You are now a winner in the Supercars Championship.
Yeah, it was probably just joy. But I think, to be honest, what I've dreamed about probably happened all in that race. I never really wanted to win a race by just tyres or just driving away and having the best car. I wanted it to sort of come down to the wire and me have to, you know, do something what I'd call pretty cool and actually have some racecraft to win the race, which is exactly what happened. You know, I was able to, they caught me, I knew they were going to, I saved tyres for as long as I could, knowing they were going to catch me, that when they got there, I needed to use them. And I knew if I banked them up and got it as straight as possible, I'd be able to win the race. And I could tell you what, I remember, probably a bad thing, but I remember I was about 5 laps to go and thinking, I'm going to win this or it's going to be head terribly, because I thought these bloody Red Bulls aren't getting past me today. So I was going to make it hard for them no matter what. But yeah, you know, it was just an awesome day. But yeah, I think just being able to do that, and then another thing I've always wanted to do, and ever since I've driven a supercar, was do burnouts. And I was like, here we go, this is my opportunity.
Oh, it was a ripper off the hairpin. You fairly threw it off the road of the hairpin. It was brilliant.
You can take the boy out of Toowoomba, but you can't take the Toowoomba out of the boy.
We're used car salesmen. I've had a few cars
and whatnot. Oh, by the way, if you want a nice used car that's low mileage.
Yeah, car's cool. Actually, speaking of which, Will, what are the specials on at Cars Galore this week at Toowoomba? Got any rippers, little chippy on the nose, maybe?
Yeah, don't buy any SS Commodores I've driven.
That is so good. So, before we let you go, mate, you've been very generous with your time, and I appreciate that. Give us the plan for this weekend. They are long races, as you say. What's the deal for this weekend? What's the goal, seeing as though you're coming off the back of your first win?
Yeah, we've been competitive every weekend, so I think that competitiveness will still be there. We're really quick on hard tyres, we found. So, you know, I think nobody really knows how long that super soft will last. So, no, I think it's about making your car as quick as possible on that hard, because if the super soft lasted for 10 laps, you're doing 50 laps or more on hards. So, you know, everyone's in the same boat. We'll just press on and try and do the best job we can do. But when you've got a fast car, you know, makes it a bit easier over the weekend. And yeah, I guess we're just going through strategies and that tomorrow to try and work out what is our best options.
And speaking of fast cars, one of our listeners has texted in, hey boys, might want to remind Stevie J the time that Swill, which is your nickname, Swill, beat him in the Toyota 86s at Bathurst. Did you beat Stevie J at Bathurst in an 86?
Yeah, he rubbed me up. He broke my rear bar. I only damaged that for you.
I'll tell you what, if I wasn't a guest driver, he wouldn't have finished.
Oh, it's big time, ladies and gentlemen.
I had to do the right thing.
He would have had me if he was a bit lighter down the straight.
Exactly. I tell you what, I lost a lot heading up in the first sector up the hill, but geez, I was quick across the top, I tell you. No one could touch me across the top.
Shouldn't have been the KFC so much.
That's it. Hey, but I'd enjoy it. I enjoyed the weekend, that's for sure. And I got paid to eat it too.
All right, we better end this chat on that burn from Will Brown on Stevie J. Will, congratulations on your maiden victory, mate. And thanks for joining us tonight on the driver's seat.
No, thanks, guys. Always a pleasure, not a chore.
Hopefully you'll return Stevie J's text messages one day.
Yeah, one day.
There he goes. Will Brown. I loved it when he was yelling out, can I do donuts?
I
said the same thing to my missus earlier when we drove past Krispy Kreme.
Can you do donuts?
And she said no.
Oh, you got the negative.
Negative on the...
Oh, dear.
Because you can't just have one.
No, you can't. It's a whole entire separate topic, which we'll talk about off air, but you cannot only do one donut, particularly a Krispy Kreme.
You shouldn't have asked for the chocolate coat, mate. You should have just done the original glazed.
Yeah.
You would have been fine.
We all love an original glazed. He's a great kid, isn't he? Boy, people will be looking at him for the next step. He might be with Erebus for the next 3 to 5 years, but if he's not in the long-term vision of Red Bull, of DJR, of all those top teams, I'll go he.
Well, I think when you look at it and you understand, you can see Will's personality even as a fan. You know, he doesn't hide it. He's not a different person away from the track as he is in front of the camera. So he's going to be one of those people that he is what he is. It's what you get. And, you know, I don't think with any fame or anything that he does in the next 10 years, he's not going to change. He's still going to be that little dude from Toowoomba that just loves a good time.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. All righty. 0488 98 11 16 is our text number. You can shoot the boys a text about anything tonight. We better get to a break. That was our Bendix Brakes big moment. Put your foot down with confidence. Bendix Brakes, our feature interview. On the way next, when we come back, this is The Driver's Seat with Matty McKeldin and Stevie Johnson.